Now we're coming to the end of this CD, and I'd like to take you finally through a simple formula for behavioral change, or to influence people's behaviors using the principles you've learned on this CD. The formula is called ABSAIL, A-B-S-A-I-L, and each of those letters stands for a specific step within the process of persuasion. The A stands for absorb attention. That comes straight from the four-stage protocol. B stands for bypass the critical factor. Again, we're using the same first two steps from the four-stage protocol. The S is where you begin to move away from the four-stage protocol a little bit, or more accurately, you refine what we mean by it. S stands for state change. So if you want to change someone's mind, first change their mood. If you want to help someone change their behavior, first change their mood. So once you've absorbed their attention and bypassed the critical factor, the next step, S, is to change their state. The A and the I both stand for augment and intensify. So you want to augment the actual state. You want to intensify the responses you're getting so that you have the most powerful responses you can get. Now at that point, you can actually set a trigger or go straight to the L, which stands for link to action. So you'll start with absorbing someone's attention. You'll bypass the guarding the gate, the critical factor. You'll change their state. Then you'll augment and intensify that state so it becomes really jazzing and buzzing. And once they're all lit up, their neurology is lit up like a Christmas tree. You'll link that emotion, that feeling, directly to the action you want them to take. Now, if you want to see the ABSAIL formula in action, you only have to turn on your TV set and watch any advert. The adverts do exactly this. They absorb your attention. They kind of bore you into submission, so you bypass your critical factor. They'll change your state and intensify it with images of sexy cars, beautiful women, fantastic locations, whatever it is they happen to be selling. Or even if it has nothing to do with what they're selling, they'll add the glamour in some way so that your emotions are strongly aroused. And then they'll place the product, which is what the linking to action is all about. In terms of your persuasion strategy, you may want to think of it a little bit like building pressure in a pressure cooker. All the first steps are there designed to build up the pressure in the cooker. And then finally, that last step, linking to action, is like the release where suddenly all the steam comes blowing out. So when you take your time to really set up the conditions properly, to access states properly, using the access state principle and all the techniques you've learned on this CD, then when you finally come to the action point, the linking to the action, the people who you're trying to influence will be going like a steam train all by themselves.